begin to magnify the name of the Lord for the answer he has given to all our supplication. Give him thanks and bless his name with the same intensity of prayer. Put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
In this covenant of prayer, it is testimony time. Be blessed as we listen to the following documented testimonies. Number one, miracle baby after 13 years of waiting via kingdom advancement prayer. Hallelujah. I joined this church in 2008 and have been following all the instructions from the mouth of God's servant. Confidently, I told my wife that our challenges will be taken care of by God in this church. Since 2015, that the covenant of prayer commenced, I have not missed a day. I engage in praying for the advancement of God's kingdom. When I discover that Matthew 6:33 is all that I need to see my testimonies manifest, I forgot praying for my personal needs. I was praying for souls to be served and established in this church. After every covenant of prayer service, I would go back to my house and pray for 1 hour before going to work. Thereafter, things started turning around for good in my life and family. Hallelujah. Then my wife took in, but none of us knew that she was pregnant until about 4 months or after 4 months. When my wife went to the hospital for ovarian cyst drainage, the doctor told her that she was 4 months pregnant. During this period, our monthly flow was as usual. Today, we have our miracle baby boy, Prince Victory Ifechukwu Okolie, after 13 years of waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. In short, without Matthew 6:33, life is meaningless. I give all the glory to God, and I thank him for the grace of obedience to every instruction from the altar. The testifier is Jude Okolie. Number two, if it's born to Jesus, can we clap? Hallelujah. Number two, God has given me double for my trouble. I was afflicted in my body and was without a job. Meanwhile, on May 4, 2018, during the liberation night, as the anointing came on me, the affliction vanished without any trace. Secondly, as a family man without a job for 13 months, feeding became very critical. I had to stop my children from going to school, and the thought of being thrown out of the house occupied my mind. Life became unbearable. I engaged vigorously in kingdom advancement endeavors. I prayed daily for between 1 to 2 hours using the church prayer guidelines. I went out for soul winning, distributing flyers and tracts on the street, house to house, knocking on doors and business locations. Miraculously, I received a call for an interview or inviting me for an interview from an organization I never applied to. The interview turned out to be a discussion. Finally, the CEO called and said, "Being a new establishment, you have all the qualities required to head the organization. Therefore, I'm appointing you to oversee the running of the entire organization from staffing to decision making." Hallelujah. All is at your discretion. Only in office will I be greater than you. The appointment comes with a handsome salary and with a befitting accommodation. The Lord has indeed given me double for my troubles. The storm is over. Matthew 6:33 works. I give God all the glory. The testifier is Gabriel's Adetula. Can we rise and celebrate this God that is too faithful to fail?
Hallelujah. Shall we lift our hands to heaven, everybody, and give thanks to God? Give praise to his name and give glory. Give honor and give adoration. Thank him from the depth of your heart. He's worthy of all praise. Make sure your voice of gratitude is heard on high this morning. As we thank him, particularly for the testimonies that we have heard, They are the doings of the Lord, and they are marvelous in our eyes. Let your voice of gratitude be heard on high as you give praise and glory unto the name of the Most High God. Thank him and thank him. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor and give the adoration unto him. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Father, we say thank you. We bless your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. You are worthy of all the glory. Will you thank him also for the answers he has given to your prayers, that you have not prayed in vain, neither have you prayed into storage, but that God has heard you and that your answers have been released. Give glory unto God. Give praise to his name. Celebrate the faithfulness of our God. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have given thanks. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the answers you have given to our prayers. We give you all the glory. For the testimonies we have heard, we say thank you. And now, Lord, our eyes are upon you this morning. We are asking that you will speak to us. By your word, let everyone experience a change of level. You said that you open our ears morning by morning. Therefore, this morning, let the ears of our spirit be open to receive your word. We give you the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. And somebody believe, say loud, amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortations for this week has been spiritual stewardship pays the most. Spiritual stewardship pays the most. One of the striking discoveries from scriptures is that serving God is a business. Luke 2:49, Jesus speaking said, "Do you not know I must be about my Father's business?" And in Romans 12, verse 11, we are told there, "Not slothful in business, but fervent in spirit, serving the Lord." It means that it is ordained for our profiting. And this should not be strange, because according to scripture, every commandment of God is for the profiting of man. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. The Bible tells us there, it said all scripture, it said, is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. So every commandment, every instruction, every directive of God is ordained for our profiting. And that is why we discover that in every generation, those who commit themselves to serving God enjoy supernatural transformation in the process. Because no man serves God for nothing. Even Satan, speaking concerning Job, said it this way. He said, "Does Job serve you for naught? Have you not blessed him? Have you not increased him? Have you not caused an edge to be put around him?" All of these were the impact of Job's service for God. Very clearly, it's important to note, therefore, that as we commit ourselves to serving God, we must have expectation of God's visitation. That in our stewardship, we should expect to experience transformation. And I pray that for each one of us, that will be our experience in the name of Jesus Christ. Whether it has to do with prayer or it has to do with soul winning, we find that both engagements lead to supernatural advancement. For example, concerning prayer, we are told in Matthew 6 and verse 6, it says, "When you pray, enter into your closet and shut the door, and pray to your Father which is in secret. And your Father that seeth in secret will reward you openly." So clearly, our engagement on the altar of prayer brings about supernatural rewards. You heard the testimony that was just read to us about an individual who for 13 months was not able to get an income. On the basis of that, he said life became unbearable. So much so that it got to the point where feeding was a task. A family man with children who could not send them to school, neither could he feed the family. But he began to engage on the altar of prayer. He would stand engaging on the altar of prayer. And what was the result? God turned the story around. To the point that when he got the job, the man said, only in the office will I be greater than thou. That is exactly what Pharaoh told Joseph. Everything about this company over to you. A Joseph order of change of story on the basis of commitment to the advancement of the kingdom. Why? Because he says the one that prays in the secret will be rewarded openly. You see, no one may see your engagement, but no one can deny your enthronement. When a man engages in the secret, no one may see it. But when that individual is enthroned openly, no one can deny it. My prayer for each one of us is that undeniable enthronement will come our way in the name of Jesus Christ. How about soul winning? The Bible makes clear to us in John chapter 4, verse 35 and 36. It says there that we are not to say 4 months and then comes the harvest. He said, lift up your eyes and see. All the fields are white, and they are ready to be harvested. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathers fruit unto life eternal. God is saying there is an urgency to the harvest. That's why Operation 10 for Christ 2020 has been declared. And the race has begun already. He said, don't say that there is still time coming. He said, lift your eyes. The harvest is already white and ready to be taken up. He says, and as you are doing so, be rest assured. He said that he that reapeth receiveth wages. So clearly we see that whether it is the altar of prayer or engagement on the harvest field, both of them carry returns. And our commitment to it is what brings about our change of level. My prayer is that each one here will experience a change of level in the name of Jesus. Now we're going to look specifically at an example of our engagement. What must we be doing in this kind of season? And we're going to look at this very important key. We must be praying for new converts and new members to be established in the faith. We must be praying for new converts and new members to be established in the faith. It's important for us to understand that God rewards us on the basis of the establishment of souls. Not just the souls coming and going, but them being settled with God. How do we know that? Jesus, speaking in John 15 and verse 16, put it this way. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And then whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. Not only that you should bring forth fruit, but that your fruit should remain. The abiding of the soul is what brings about the rewarding of the laborer. The abiding of the soul is what brings about the rewarding of the laborer. And that requires our engagement on the altar of prayer. According to Scripture, we recognize that through prayer for new converts, we shut the door against the manipulation of the enemy to draw them back. You must understand that when a man or a woman, a boy or girl gets born again, satanic influences are taken off. But the Bible says in Luke chapter 11, verse 24 to 26, that when an evil spirit goes out of a man, it goes around the dry places of the earth, looking for where to dwell. And if it finds none, it returns back to where he left. And he begins to check it, and if he discovers that it's open, it's clean, and it's garnished, he said not only does he come back, but then he goes to bring 7 more other spirits worse than himself, entering into the man, and the later end of that man is worse than the beginning. You see, it's important for us to understand that the enemy is very intent on manipulating every soul. That is his intention. That is his desperation. And the Bible makes it very clear that if you and I are going to see the souls that God has brought our way being established, then we must pray for them. Paul, putting it this way, said in Galatians 4, verse 19, he said, my little children, of whom I travail in birth again, until Christ is formed in you. Until you begin to look like Christ, I continue to travail. I continue to labor. I continue to engage until Christ is formed in you. That's what it takes. It takes us continuing on the altar of prayer, engaging not only until they are saved, but until Christ is formed in them, until they are representatives of the kingdom of God. My prayer is that each one of us will receive grace for this in the name of Jesus. It is when we do this that the door of manipulation is closed, and then their establishment is settled. We must also pray for our new converts to be turned into instant disciples of Christ. Because a man that is active for God cannot be engaged by the enemy. We must continue to pray for our new converts to be turned to active disciples of Christ. Instant and active. In the book of John chapter 4, verse 29 and verse 39, we have the testimony of this woman, this Samaritan woman Jesus met at the well. And as soon as she encountered Jesus, she ran into the city and began to call the people, come and see a man who told me all things I ever did. Is this not the Christ? And many of the Samaritans believed because of the testimony of this woman. If you look at the history of that woman, she was a woman that could have been looked at as a corrupt individual. A woman that seemed to be perverse. But as soon as she encountered Jesus, she became active for Christ. We must continue to pray for the same. Because like we said earlier, when you are active for Christ, you cannot be engaged by the enemy. Shout hallelujah. As we begin to conclude this morning, we must note that God does not reward groups, but rather he rewards individuals. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 8. The Bible says there that he that planted and he that watereth, he said each one of them, they are one. But everyone shall be rewarded according to his own labor. There is a register in heaven for each individual's labor. Don't be satisfied being in a team that you are not engaging in. Ensure that your labor is registered on high. That is the way to make the most of your engagement. My prayer for each one of us is that in this season, our labor will be reckoned with from on high. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand and lift your voice and receive grace from God today. Receive grace from God today. Lord, I receive your grace this morning to engage wholeheartedly on the altar of prayer for the establishment of every soul that you bring our way. Lift your voice and pray. Pray that prayer from the depth of your heart. Pray that prayer with faith in your heart. And pray that prayer with confidence in your God. Remember, it is when your fruit remains that you are rewarded by God. And God rewards individuals. He does not reward groups. It's not enough to be part of a group. You must be registered as an individual. Your labor must register in heaven. Lift your voice and pray from the depth of your heart. 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 From the depth of your heart, let your voice be registered on high. Let your voice be registered on high as you call upon the name of the Lord. My Father, my God, I call upon you today. Give me grace. Give me grace. Give me grace. For profitable engagement, rewardable engagement, let your grace be made available. 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 Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have asked him this morning for grace, that grace will keep speaking all the days of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. It is done. Don't forget, like we have been already informed Operation 10 for Christ 2020 is on. Each one of us must ensure, because how you start a race matters to how you finish. If you start slow, it may affect your finish. So engage. Take advantage of every opportunity. We have been told this coming Sunday, each one of us must have somebody that is presented to God to show God that I've started the race. Therefore, take advantage of every opportunity that comes your way and watch what God begins to make of you. I see each one of us enjoying the blessing of this season, the breaking limit testimony of this season, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now speak to the day, decree what must be delivered. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it shall be done unto you. Decree, decree, decree. Declare what must happen today, what must answer today. Remember, it's our second day in our week of emphasis. On the second day, we revive us. Begin to declare, begin to declare, begin to declare. The day is blessed. The day is loaded. It's a day of testimonies, a day of revelation, a day of transformation. I'm changing level today in every area in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Every decree made concerning this day answers for you in the name of Jesus. This day is a blessed day in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen. Let's share the goodness together in fellowship. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It is my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Congratulate somebody as you go. Be blessed. Be reminded, it's our second day of week of emphasis. We're in all our various zones this evening. Be blessed.